see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watcher for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I am the host of this program, and welcome this afternoon. Family, today I want to talk about more about what I was talking about yesterday, about the aliens and end times. And there's no aliens, family. There's absolutely no aliens out there. And Carl Sagan is wrong. I'm telling you right now, Dawkins is wrong. Sagan is wrong. Hawkins, Sagan, and a whole lot of them. And I talked about this a little bit last week, Thursday and Friday, and pretty much blew the alien hoax out of the water. Why these men of such high IQ and position can be so mistaken, or, God forbid, purposely being deceiving. And that is exactly what it is. Their positions as Nobel Peace Prize winning or Rhodes Scholars or professors at Harvard means absolutely nothing in the realm of reality. It does not, you see. And I'll tell you why. Because every public school, for example, is in fact, with evidence and quotes, a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Every college and university in America, literally, with evidence, is a school of humanism and Marxism, which means it has an agenda that every college professor and teacher must go by. If they do not, they will be fired. I can't be more exact than that. They will not be allowed to teach at any of the colleges and universities unless they follow the Humanist Manifesto. If they decide to actually tell the truth about history, they wouldn't be a professor very long. I can promise you that. No way. And as a Freemason, or Knights of Malta, or some Knights of Columbus, or some secret society, they're under a blood obligation, a blood oath. They're in bondage to follow the precepts, the directions of their higher level Freemasons. Or they'll be blackballed. Those in microbiology are murdered. 300 have been killed between 2006 and 2008. Family, this is a serious situation. And it is reality of what I'm telling you right now. So therefore, virtually every college professor, every scientist that works for the Illuminati, their books, their degrees means nothing. Secular truth, well, whatever, but it comes and goes. Unless they include the reality of the supernatural, their books will be very much misleading, especially in theology, because they're involved, they're directed, they're under bondage of the humanist manifesto. Therefore, how can they possibly be credible? You know, you can challenge a judge off the bench if you ask him ahead of time, are you a Freemason? You belong to a secret society? He's either got a lie, or he has to tell you the truth. Or he has tried to avoid it. Either way, it reveals who he is. If he's a secret society member, he must recuse himself. Because he's under a blood oath to lie. It's amazing how they know this already, and yet they hide over it. They deny it. And yet they know it. Joint Chief of Staff are no different. They brief pals and pots with the Council of Foreign Relations. That is the Illuminati. So that means they're either ignorant of what they're involved in, or they themselves are part of the great deception. You see. You see, that's the way it works. Family, today I'll do my best for the next 2 hours to try to explain this to you, but I have no idea how much interference I'll get, because you never know. I see myself as a great responsibility, no matter how many listeners I have, to tell you the truth and get it out to you. There's a lot of interruption. There's a lot of, on Facebook, on YouTube, on family, on friends, acquaintances, ourselves sometimes influenced to keep us from telling the truth. I, for one, am going to fight it tooth and nail. Right to the day I die, the only thing that's going to stop me is death or failure of electricity. And no, I'm not hooked up to a machine. But, family, the truth has got to be told, because we're coming to a paradigm. When? Don't know when. But you can see the signs of the times approaching. It's going to become more intense every day. Some of y'all are experiencing it. You see. Some of you are already experiencing it. Well, it's going to get worse. Not going to get better. Because Satan is moving hard and is moving fast in a supernatural way. But so is God. You have a supernatural war going on that the 99% of Americans, humans, don't have any idea. They have no idea. The numbers 11, 22, 13, all these numbers are indicative of an indication that supernatural realm is operating. The average human, certainly those that go to church every day or cathedral or synagogues, just do their religious things and whatever, they have no idea about what being demonized really means. And these preachers out here are failing at their job miserably. Rabbis, they can't be called rabbis. So already there's a problem. There's no such thing as a rabbi. There's no such thing as calling a holy man father, because there's only one in heaven, and that's your Father in heaven. And his word, to use the King James Bible, proven, irrefutably. He says there's no rabbi, there's no master, there's no father, because there's only one. I will never call a rabbi a rabbi. I'll call him by his first name or last name or hey you. Same thing about a priest or a pope or a whatever. No, sir. The Bible stands and it rules over the pope. The pope is subjugated by the Bible. He is servant to the Bible. If he acts otherwise, it's on his judgment. Because God will judge him like he does Charles Manson and all the rest of us. We'll be judged either whether we accept Jesus as Savior or whether we don't. Next. That's what it's all about. And boy, it's coming down to it. This is not a time for games. This is time to get serious. And if you see it already, some of you already see the signs of the times escalating and increasing on a daily basis. You see? In my own life, I can tell you right now, boy, I tell you, in the past month, it has almost been shocking. In your, and you see influences changing and pushing and interfering, interruptions is off the scale. And really started happening about 2 months ago. Really increased. And I'm sure the rest of you have the similar stories. Almost, it's almost like jaw-dropping. If you pay attention to the signs of the times and the indicators, the symbols are very important. It's like indicators. It's like, well, gang signs, if you will, or wearing a coat that's everybody's got their own same logo on. There's indicators of hand signs and numbers and dates and all this sort of thing. It's very important. Notice that the Ouija board, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a minute, as I do, but notice on the Ouija board, family, that's real. Now, people can scoff at it if they want to. Go on ahead. But it's the Ouija board, for example, was created in about 600 A.D., it's a way of attracting, of accumulating, of, well, attracting, you could say, of demonic entities in the second heaven realm because of the symbols and your authority given to them by your participation. It doesn't happen when I see a Ouija board and say, oh, there's a Ouija board. I'm going to stay away from it. But, you know, but if I take it out, whether it's, and they have pink Ouija boards now, pink, that makes it less... less powerful? No. It's like saying I got a pink 30-06. It's got a pink stock to it. It'll kill you less? No, it'll still kill you. So a pink Ouija board has nothing to do with anything, except it's still a Ouija board. Don't matter what color you paint it or you put Mickey Mouse down there. But the symbols on it are like an indicator that you're in league, you are in agreement with the satanic entities. That's what it's for. When your children wear those medallions or put it on their skin, family, that's like saying, hey, I'm one of your gang, man, and do the double horn thing, the Texas double horn. That's a curse. Helen Keller was a Satanist. I'm sorry, but she was. Look it up right this moment, if you don't believe me. Look it up now. And her use of I love you with a thumb out and two fingers up, that's a was a secret way of saying I love you, Satan. Family, that's the truth. She was a follower of the Theosophy and Helena Blavatsky. Do the connections. So was Adolf Hitler. Most of our presidents were. Adolf Hitler. Second cousin to Queen Elizabeth II. Yeah, buddy. And she married her second cousin, Prince Philip. They're all second cousins. Prince Philip's three sisters married three Nazis, Roman Catholics. Adolf Hitler, second cousin to Queen Elizabeth, second cousin to Stalin, and second cousin to Churchill. Churchill was the father of Tito. Whoa! Tito was a Freemason as well. Churchill was a Knight of Malta. Hitler studied religiously Helena Blavatsky. Had one of her books on his desk always. Helena Blavatsky was the mother of the New Age movement. 1890s. Then came Alice Bailey, another one, second phase of the New Age movement. Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Anna Bissett, Spangler, and they're all connected. Every single bit is connected. It's amazing connection. When you start studying it, if you're not careful, you get caught up into it. And you forget the truth. The truth is Jesus Christ is coming back. He's the only one who can save you. Is Jesus. His only true word is a King James Bible. Jordan Maxwell, a mentor to David Icke. Jordan Maxwell needs a bib from the salivating he has when he talks about Helena Blavatsky. He dribbles at the mouth. He humbles himself when he speaks her name. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't say he really salivates, but it comes close to it. But he gets all humble and respectful when he talks about Helena Blavatsky. He's a devoted follower of the New Age movement, claiming to be Christian. No way possible. Freemasons, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of these secret societies no matter what. Because they're going to take you down. They're lying to you. When they say each degree you get closer to godhood, they're lying to you. The little supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors they give you at each degree and the little secrets they give you each degree is to lure you into hell. Because if you study morals and dogma, you will find out from 13th degree and above, you worship Lucifer. So once you find that out, you can poo-poo it if you want to. But then when you find it out, why you still go to church? Because Lucifer is against God and the church. Now, I quit going to church a long time ago. I go to a Bible study of sort, but I don't stay at the church because they use the NIV Bible and most all the churches I've went to are watered down versions of scripture or something. It's not even there anymore. I can't find any church to go to. I'm not going to sit through a lot of baloney. I can't help it. I got things I got to learn. And the churches are not doing it today. I haven't found one yet. There might be some of them come close, but I found one or two that came close to it. But they can't tell the truth entirely. They'd lose the entire congregation. If they told the truth about Sanand Emanuel, about the New Age movement, or about Yeshua, that lie. If they were to start telling the truth about the Bibles, about the end times events and the tribulation coming, and about repentance, about adultery, about Freemasons, they don't allow that in churches. Oh, I know this for a fact. 501c3 churches, they control what's said on the pulpit. See, a lot of church-going Americans don't realize that. They don't realize that the 501c3 tax-exempt status of the churches secretly integrates the government to tell your preacher what he will and what he won't preach and which Bible he'll use or else. It's hard as the dickens to try to find one of those letters that they get back from the government. If you're really in with them good, they might show you the package, but they'll never show you that threatening letter they get from the government about what they will and won't preach about. And the Freemasons in these churches, they'll do the bake sales and do the little programs and all that. That's to hide the evil that resides in the Freemasonry organization. That's why they do all the good deeds, is to hide that. Oh, they control everything for right now. They will lose control. I know for a fact, documented protocols, chapter 15, that once the great white brotherhood that controls this whole scheme has total control of the world governments, after they've used Freemasonry since 1782, Congress Wilhelmsbad, by the way, Then once they have total control, they will start the execution of all Freemasons, beginning with 33rd degree, and every other Mason below that degree will die, quote, as if by some illness, unquote. You will be targeted. They will not let you live. I'd be getting out and getting right with God if I were you. Now. Because they're coming around to it. It's not a time to play. That's why they keep secrets from other Masons. Masons keep secrets from Masons. For me to be a member of a Mason like that, that would be a problem. Like, why you keep this? Why I got to say this blood oath? Like, tear my tongue out from the roots and have my ears, my throat cut from something. What? I'm not going to say that out loud. But they have you to do that. Every degree has a horrific, horrific, terrifying blood oath. Unbelievable blood oath. And a swear to God not to reveal any secrets. You've got to be kidding me. There's no secrets in God's kingdom. When you got secrets, you got Satan lurking. God is a great revealer. Satan's a great deceiver. Do the math on that one. I'm trying to bring the truth to the Masons that want to listen. I'm for them to help them get out of there. I don't win anything for this. I don't work for anybody. I follow no movement, no country, no nothing except Jesus. Jesus is the one and only. And the King James Bible, irrefutably, the true word of God. It's real that simple. But it's hard to live it, let me tell you. Family, let's get down to it. Lord, we thank you for today. Father, we sometimes, forgive us if we forget, Father, and we get angry, or if we get unforgiving, or if we fall away, Father, to give us that conviction to put us back on track. Forgive us of our anger, Lord. Forgive us of our forgetfulness of your word. Sometimes we forget sometimes to pray that, Lord, and when we do pray, that, Father, you'll touch us with your Holy Spirit to give us that fire that will bring us repentance, that, Father, that we'll be sorry for the sins we've committed, that they become less and less. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for those family members of those that's listening that have lifted their family situations up to you. And Father, you revisit those we've talked about in the past, we prayed about in the past. For the healing we need, Father, and to clean out the houses that of the demonic spirits, the churches of where they're being demonized. Father, to use your Holy Spirit to clean them out, to bring that awakening into your children as these end times unfold. Father, we know your patience has been long and enduring. That, Lord, we know that you've delayed this new world order so many times in our past histories. So many times it's been put off and put off and put off. Father, we know that you wish none to fail, but Father, we know that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. We know you wish that none should perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, we need help to spread the gospel because we see an escalation, an increase of influence in all areas now, even more so than ever. And we see it increasing supernaturally. Father, to give help to your children, those that spread the word and the watchmen, to give them help and assistance using those angels, Father, and the Holy Spirit to touch others that their eyes will be opened. Father, we pray for children that's being sought after to be abducted during this month. Father, we call upon you to spread down division, put division within the Child Protective Service. Father, to put division in the agencies that are orchestrating these events. To cause them to fight among themselves, to expose them for who and what they really are. Father, to get the children released and protect them from the sacrifices they're going to be made for the abductions they're going to be sought after. Father, we pray for the veterans that's coming back. And Lord, through your Holy Spirit, that you render null and void the effects of the psychotropic drugs. And those pills that's got the microchips, Lord, you Holy Spirit power that, Father, you'll just cause them to have no effect. That, Lord, when this technology is used, that, Father, your Holy Spirit will override it and to cause it to go back to those that's using this technology. And for those contemplating suicide, Lord, we pray that you'll set up divine appointments to redirect their thinking to the truth, either by family members, friends, or in some way, Father, to direct them toward Jesus Christ. Father, that's why we pray. And we pray in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, those praying, Father, that you hear their prayers, them too, and the families of which they are a part of, and everything that belongs to us. And Father, we ask you for giant warrior angels and those to be loose from heaven, Father, to surround us and protect us as you did Ezekiel and Elijah. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down and undam and blow up all walls of protection around all these witches, warlocks, Satanists, wizards, and all the like. And Father, to have the Holy Spirit to break the power of all these curses, these hexes, these vexes, spells and charms and fetishes, these psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, these jinxes they put out, the potions to render them null and void and neutral, the bewitchments, the death and destruction they cause to render up the life forces, the Lord, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, their psychic warfare, and to break up their prayer chains. And everything else being sent our way, my way, or my family member's way, and return it and the demons to the senders right now, back to them sevenfold. And Father, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. But Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan, their Father. And Lord, we ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. In Jesus' name, we send this prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I invite you to Bible studies, 7:30 to 9, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Fridays. We've been talking lately about the end time events. We've been talking about the reality of the final wars that's really going to happen. You have Hagee and all these others that have no clue what they're talking about. I'm telling you that right now. There's no such thing as blood moons. And Armageddon and Gog and Magog, these battles, man, they're a ways off. Nothing today, right this moment, nothing is part of the World War III or Armageddon or Gog and Magog. Now, either they don't really know and they should with tens of thousands of parishioners, or they're deceivers because they're Freemasons. I don't know. That I can't really discern necessarily, but I know one thing, what they're saying is not true. Of that, there's no question. And a teenager coming out of vacation Bible school could tell you that. It's in the Bible. And it's in English. It's in Hebrew. It's in Chinese. It's in Mandarin. It's in whatever. They've taken the King James Bible and they've translated it in whatever language they want, but comes from the King James Bible. Not the NIV translated to some language, not the ESV, or not the New American Standard Bible, not the New King James Bible, not any other Bible, but the King James translated into other languages, will they have the true Word of God. And it tells you what's happening. It tells you in the Bible. Man, it's clear. As a green light, you either set or you go. If it's green, you go, because the light's not going to get any greener. When it turns green, you just put the foot to the metal and go, pedal or whatever. Well, the Bible's clear, except when they want to deceive. And then it becomes very muddy by design. And these people have a great responsibility. Your Osteens, Joyce Myers, Copeland, Billy Graham, these people have a grave responsibility that they are not fulfilling. And this is of late, past 5 years or so, they've all kind of switched around to the emerging church, the New Age belief that you don't have to know the name of Jesus. Notice, that's the bottom line. And promoting corrupted Bibles. What's wrong with these people? And there's nothing they can say to refute what I've just said. By their own words, they deny Jesus as the Savior. Didn't used to do that. Well, unfortunately, they didn't, because they had to pull people in to get them to believe them. Then they switched over once they got the followers. What happens is a fellowship. I didn't say fellowship. Fellowship. And when you become pulled in to someone and believe in them and trust them and love them and all that sort of thing, then you start making excuses for their misquoting doctrine. Oh, they're too old. They don't really know what they're saying. Oh, well, he didn't really mean that. When he actually said it, people make up excuses. But the reality is, they're very clever in their manipulation of people. And right now, and here's the point, right now is a changeover heading toward the re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church, heading toward the ultimate religion of the Antichrist, based on secular humanism and the New Age movement. Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Michael Aquino, who works in your Pentagon, who's a founder of Set and a Satanist. Now, why would the Pentagon look at him as a god at the Pentagon? Why would some general has 2 cents God gave a billy goat of brain power, would even consider him? Why would they not oust him out of the Pentagon on his butt? He walks on water in the mind control area, MK Ultra. Totally beyond evil, like Anton LaVey and all the rest of them. Tim, we got a big problem in the Pentagon. You thought I was going to say Houston, didn't you? Where's the backbone of our government? The backbone belongs to the Vatican. That's why. And the Roman Italian Illuminati, Italian and German. You know the bankers, the real bankers? It's not Jews. It's Irish, the Knights Templar. They're the ones in the background that control the banking. When they targeted the Jews back in the 1800s, Hitler was assigned by his cousins to find the Jews and extinguish them, so the 144,000 would not be able to come up in the time due, because they don't know. They want to kill the bloodline off. They know. This is the bigger picture. He failed in that job because God turned him over to power lust. Every generation has had its own Antichrist set up. Every generation has been delayed to have a new world order, going all the way back to Alexander, all the way back to Nimrod. Every generation has had its Antichrist. Notice that. Every generation has had its tipped at world government. Six or seven now, to be exact. Six of them, I think. There's a few more. Nero, Alexander, you had Nimrod, several others. They've all failed. Hitler was one. He failed. But there's one coming that won't. And why would that be? Because when we as Americans, they as the world, turn away from God totally, like in Sodom and Gomorrah, like in the days of the flood, then God will say, okay, you don't want me. I'm here, but I'm taking away that veil of protection. How they do that? By getting us to turn away from God. How do they do that? They form movements, organizations, to increase the number of homosexual marriages, which is against God. To take down 10 commandments. That's the ACLU's job. To go against people's rights. NAACP. They don't go for rights. They cause division by design as ordered by the Jesuits. All these organizations work together. Some of them don't even know that. Tea Party, to form the idol of patriotism and sovereignty and all that stuff. We fight for America, but where's Jesus in all this? He's not there. Man's going to solve it ourselves? How's that going to be? It's impossible. When you've got people like Jared Boykin and you've got Wesley Clark to work for the Illuminati, you got a problem. And they're pretending to be patriots? When they work together with the Vatican? A little bit of hanky-panky going on there in the rats in the belfry, aren't there? And people follow them because they have fellowship. Using fake fellowship. And they're good at it, too. Really good at it. I'm going to give you some examples here of what's going on. We're going to cover with the news right now. Talk about veterans. I'm a former vet myself, a Marine Corps officer, captain, and I learned the truth. Boy, it ticked me off, too. It ticked me off bad when I found out. It took me a while to even accept it. Fort Hood, again, shooting leaves four dead, including gunmen. Four dead, 14 injured at Fort Hood. And, of course, Fort Hood gunmen sought mental health treatment. Same thing happened at Fort Hood 7 years ago. Well, same thing happened at Columbine. Virginia Tech, and they all have something in common, Prozac, antidepressant. They all were treated. Had some connection with government contractors or former military parents or connections in some way under Prozac. Prozac, antidepressant. If you do a research right now on antidepressants involved in mass shootings, it will shock you. Now, I'm leading up to something. I'm just laying the groundwork. 22 suicides per day of veterans. 22 suicides per day. Half a platoon every day commits suicide. You have an organization that's up in D.C. by Rakoff and several other leaders advocating to help veterans in anti-suicide, mental health treatment, and all this, that, and the other, on Congress. Rakoff belongs to the Council of Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Illuminati. Like Charlton Heston, who was a Freemason, and also in the NRA. You notice that these organizations don't get very far, actually. They have all these objectives and all these plans, but something always goes awry. or it slows things down. That's by design. There's a little word, starts with a P, that they use very well. It's called placating. If they have projects, it's going to give veterans relief that, oh, great, something's being done. Yeah, 5 or 10 years later. Now, you take 22 suicides per day, 365 times, multiply times 22, times 5 years, you tell me about that now. Every day, 22 veterans die from their own hands because it's being orchestrated, family. And the Joint Chief of Staff, they know about it. Nobody's addressing the septal implants. Nobody's addressing the ELF technology, the voice to skull. And why our veterans are receiving voices in their head based on technology. So they're being murdered by our own government. And the own government is controlled by the Vatican, who's controlled by the Illuminati. You see? Let's go with the whole scope. And it's not Jews, for goodness sakes. It's Illuminati, Roman, German, Italian, Jews, Catholics, atheists, secular humanists, all of them. This includes the whole gamut. It starts with secret societies. Okay. The second implanted transmitter, a device appeared under rather unusual circumstances on 10th of March, 1972. I know a year later, 1973, there's a study done at Harvard by Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel about implanting a transmitter, radio transponder, a miniaturized device also in the skin of his test subjects that would control their behavior, track their location, control sexual responses, and actually deliver an electrical shock to their body anywhere in the world. It was in 1973. Study was based on coercive behavior modification techniques of offenders. Was a study group. I got a copy of the report. Official report. I have a copy of it, so don't tell me no. Dr. Ralph and Robert Schwetzebel, two evil individuals, no doubt about that. They even wanted to convince the government, the DOD, to use part of the Health Education Welfare Department's budget to fund similar projects for the Department of Defense. An NSA computer specialist at that time even recommended that the device be implanted in 20 million Americans. In 1973, that was quite a few decades ago. I was just a little runny-nosed college student then. Me wanting to go to Vietnam to kill gooks. What an idiot I was. Why? Because it was a patriotic thing to do. Kill a commie, for Christ. That was nuts. I was eager to do it. It's my obligation. That's why I joined the Marine Corps. It's strictly for that sole purpose. Me going to the Marine Corps had nothing to do with a career. Maybe to stay in, but I wasn't even planning on that, actually. I wanted to be an ocean archaeologist or be a highway patrol or something. That's what I had in mind when I got out of my service. I just wanted to go to Vietnam to kill some commies because they were our enemy. That's simple. I had no idea. I didn't realize till 30, 40 years later that those doggone long-haired pot-smoking hippies, anti-war demonstrators were actually right. I had no idea. No clue. Own government used Agent Orange by design so that the soldiers that went over there, motel tours, would get cancer. That was the purpose of Agent Orange. I didn't know that 1966, a military-industrial complex, some defense contractor, which I actually traced down the operation when it happened, provided the exact specifications of a glycerol factory, how to build one, to the Soviets. So the Soviets would build the glycerol factory that they did. So they provided then, behind the door, glycerol to the Viet Cong. And that way the Viet Cong was able to provide the glycerol to the booby traps, which accounted for 50% of our dead American soldiers and Marines. And they knew what they were doing. That was the purpose of it all along. Now, I'm not going to I'm going to maintain here, but I was telling you about every 5 years, if they go at the rate of 18 to 22 suicides per day, that there is 365 days in a year. It's 8,030 veterans per year that die at their own hand by technology and these psychotropic drugs as orchestrated by the government. In 5 years, 40,150 veterans will have committed suicide, not based on post-traumatic stress. That's a lie. But based on the voice-to-skull technology, you Joint Chief of Staff are a disgrace to this country. Your cowardice is unheralded. Your belonging to secret societies is worse than what Jane Fonda was setting behind a gun turret in North Vietnam. Your cowardice, your dishonorment of belonging to the secret societies and the Joint Chief of Staff linked up to the Council of Foreign Relations is abominable. And of that, you will be judged by someone much higher than us. The name's God. And why you still go to these churches is an abomination. As long as you still have a blood oath to Satan, belonging to Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and of any secret society, you might as well start your own Church of Satan. Because you don't speak out against what you know to be really the purpose of these suicides. To allow the New World Order to take over by reducing the effectiveness of our military fighting machine that was developed since 1897 to 1960s. And then that's when, you know, that's been around a while, began the destruction of our military forces in Korea and Vietnam. Let's talk the truth here. Shame on you. And these words will be heard 40,000 vets in 5 years, 8,000 per year will have killed themselves when they could have received help. Tomorrow, 22 will die. Today, 22 will die. Because you send these Rykoffs and all these others like all these others pretending to be on our side. You see, it goes along with a principle, by the way, that people keep forgetting about. I don't keep forgetting about it. I keep it written down places I can find it. I'm going to tell you what it is. It goes something like this. Two of them. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. A Freemason said that, George Orwell. But the one that really kind of sticks out is one by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. And it is the rule. It's not just some cliche quote or some party quote that, oh, really, that's a really interesting quote. This is exactly what's being done. Lenin said, and he was a student of Blavatsky, he is a student of the New Age movement. He is a student of the Illuminati. Lenin was. That's all he was. Nothing more than that. Vladimir Lenin said, and I quote, "The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent." Unquote. That's why you get your Alex Joneses, Quayle, Dizdar, Marzulli, Nathan Leal, these guys. Now, what's really unknown is to what level of the onion that they live and they are led to believe whatever. They are responsible to know they're involved with Satan. Some of them may actually believe they're doing the right thing. Well, they better do more digging. Because you notice the fear-mongering with no solution. The rise to revolt, lock and load. Against who? Who are you going to lock and load? Really, who are you going to lock and load against? You're going to fight the establishment, right? That's what Rick Joyner, an evangelist down in Morningstar Ministry, said. And, what's his face? Jerry Boykin. We got to revolt against the Muslim government. Yeah, they put it there, and they're part of it. It's called the dialectic. They're all working together like salt and pepper against you. To keep us all divided. Placating. So who are you going to go against? Who are you going to kill? Who are you going to put in charge if you have this revolt, this coup? You have Raleigh, Colonel Raleigh, having some kind of march in D.C.? For what? They're going to have a march. Probably have some non-uniformed cops among the group. Oh, this happened in Toronto and Vancouver. It's going to happen in 1972. A Republican convention, cops dressed down as part of the rioters, or, oh, this is a, I'm telling you exactly what happened and what's going to happen. And they start the riots to justify the martial law, to justify response. You have to have that. They've always done this. Every major police department, in fact, has a super secret intelligence domestic unit that's involved in assassinations, intimidations, trial fixing, all kinds of things. Work with the CIA. Every major police department. Family, this is not something I like to talk about. It's probably very dangerous what I'm talking about. But family, you got to know the truth. Let's go back to what I was talking about a little while ago about these suicides. So back what I was talking about. In 10th of March, 1972, Robert Neslund, in an open letter to Stockholm, Sweden, May 1993, wrote, "When I became tranquilized in the hotel where I was temporarily lodging, the implantation preceded a period of prolonged torture with personality-altering radio signals, 10 to 20 hours a day, and it started communicating directly with my brain. It was then I realized that they could discern my thoughts and indeed experience my entire range of cognitive activity. The picture was taken, there's a picture here, of Karolinska Hospital, where all radiographers deny that any foreign object could be identified in this picture. However, there are a number of overseas physicians who testify the obvious fact that several transmitters can be seen quite clearly." And they have pictures here. Dr. Robert G. Heath of Tulane University has implanted as many as 125 electrodes in a human being's brain. In his experiments, he discovered he could control his patient's memories, sexual arousal, fear, pleasure, and cause hallucinations, unquote. While I'm talking, look it up right now, and you'll find 7,800 veterans about 2 years ago have started a lawsuit against DOD and CIA for septal implants in their nose of these transmitters. Go ahead and do it right now, this very second. And in Sweden, investigations at different mental hospitals in Sweden demonstrated that a great number of patients out of 50 interviewed thought themselves to be victims of long-term medical experiments. A number of these patients were actually in need of medical care, mental care, due to the experiments. And there were also many of the hospitals who were forcibly placed there because they had declared that a transmitter had been implanted in their heads during an operation or in conjunction with admittance to the mental hospital. Checks were made of all groups with electronic devices, which confirmed that there were radio waves traveling from brain transmitters in many patients. Interviews with patients were done at Langbro Hospital, Beckenberga Hospital, as well as Karolinska Hospital Psychiatric Clinic. The radio waves which pass through the brain are not necessarily registered by one who has a brain transmitter, only when the effect is greatly increased. For example, when experiments are performed, it is possible for the victim to detect them. And the study I found, you can find, called Constructive Behavior Modification, Robert Schwetzbell and A. Hansen Kappelman, Science News, Volume 103, Number 21, on May the 26th, 1973, on page 335. It was published by Society for Science and the Public. And was called, it was based on implant technology and the electronic monitoring of offenders. Oh, yeah. They also have the RFID chips in the vaccines. The next step was H1N1 flu scare, or measles scare, America, measles scare, to be able to put in microchip implants through the vaccines. Oh, what's this? Published August 23rd, 2009, by Drew Zahn, Z-A-H-N. A Florida-based company boasts selling the world's first and only federally approved radio microchip for implanting in humans is now turning its development branch toward emergency preparedness, hoping to produce an implant that can automatically detect in its host's bloodstream the presence of swine flu or other viruses deemed a biothreat. Unquote. Verichip Corporation currently sells a small under-the-skin radio frequency identification capsule, or RFID, that patients can opt to have implanted, containing number computer linked to their medical records, enabling doctors with a special reader to assess the information even if the patient is unconscious or identified. The company boasts its microchip, roughly the size of a grain of sand, rice, whatever, is the only such implant approved by U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But Verichip has also turned its attention for other uses for the technology, including microchips that be used to tag and log human remains after disaster, implants the company's hopes will be able to warn if their host is infected with H1N1 I've had a tooth pulled and I'm having a hard time. But it's all, folks. Swine flu virus, a biothreat, that they put out, by the way, through chemtrails. Oh, I'm not done. I'm just getting warmed up here. I'm just giving this land, this is just laying the groundwork. They have such a nice way to explain how we can kill you easily with a bullet. Really, it's a pink bullet. Don't worry. It won't hurt. Now, as we move right along here, oh, what do I see here? April the 25th, 1990. Man shoots, does this sound familiar? You ever heard of Fort Hood just the past couple days? Uh-huh. Man shoots five, killing one in a Georgia shopping mall. April 25th, no less. 1990. No less. There's a 31-year-old man released from a mental hospital on the 24th of April. He killed one person and wounded four others on the 25th of April in a shopping mall just outside of Atlanta in 1990. He had a gun that had been bought in a pawn shop on Monday, 2 days before. And they said the gunman threw the weapon into the trash can, walked out of the mall's entrance, and surrendered to plainclothes officer. Wasn't that nice? The man was James Calvin Brady. He's charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault after the shooting at the Perimeter Mall. Oh, I'm not done. It gets more interesting as we go along. Susan Matlock, a spokesman of DeKalb County Department of Public Safety, she quoted police investigators as saying they learned from doctors at the Georgia Regional Hospital that a state mental health complex was there, that Mr. Brady had been diagnosed as homicidal and suicidal before his release. It's convenient. But now it really gets interesting. Because the Associated Press quoted Colonel Ferguson of the DeKalb County Police as saying the document found in Mr. Brady's pocket wasn't that convenient. Said he suffered from delusions. Quote, can be hostile, threatening, and has a history of alcohol abuse. Unquote. I was still not there, but we're getting there. So during questioning, the police said Mr. Brady talked of God and about a mechanical device inside him controlling his actions. Would God be the voice? Would the mechanical device be the voice to skull technology? Is my question. But Dr. Richard Fields, superintendent of the hospital, would not discuss the police report, citing confidentiality. You know, in every MK Ultra subject, you've always got a handler. Well, the report says, quote, witnesses said the well-dressed gunman walked into an area of the mall with fast food stands and fired 6 to 8 shots from a .38 caliber snub-nosed revolver. Break. But you know, practice makes perfect, don't it? Continuing, he was about to reload the gun, they told the police, when an unidentified person standing nearby apparently talked him out of it. Can anybody say handler here? We don't know who he is, said Sergeant Paul Kilhofer, whatever, of the DeKalb County Police, or the bystander. We wish he'd come forward. Well, my point would be they might want to check Langley. The incident began just hours before lunch as the fast food decorated with balloons was beginning to fill up. Man strolled in, reached inside his jacket, pulled out the gun, Lydia Pell, manager of the Häagen-Dazs ice cream, said the gunman had a, quote, blank stare. She said he shot twice, took a few steps forward, fired four more, seven shots, or 4-7. That'd be four, actually. Six shots. Into the area where people were seated at tables. He turned to his left, flipped open the gun, took out the cartridges, walked out. He wasn't looking for anybody. He was just shooting at random. Isn't that something? So, that's just one instance. There's many, many more. If you looked up right now, the voice of skull technology, you'll find out what I'm talking about. You know, it's a fact that this mind control stuff, implants of microtransmitters, transponders to control behavior, started long before even 1973, it's in the 60s. We moved from miniature transmitters to micro transmitters to nanobot technology to be able to trace your DNA through your frequency signature of your body based on DNA. They can detect the energy, identify a signature of some sort. These are satanic ritualized killings and practice. The program was also called Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. Whew, what a long name. You see, unless they're totally mind-boggled, the Joint Chief of Staff, CIA guys, should already know this, shouldn't they? I mean, if I know it down here. In Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would think they might know something in the Joint Chief of Staff. They might get down to why soldiers under their control in a certain way, that's the fellow services, they would have some kind of camaraderie, maybe? Or they, if they're really involved with it, they might have something, what's that word? Guilt complex about it. Some guilt of the murder that they're allowing to be committed. 22 per day. Or you'd think if they don't know, they would at least have they got a computer, don't they? Or something called a library? A computer, maybe access to classified material? Yeah, you know, I don't know. Maybe, a little bit. Maybe they have some friends at CIA that could help them and they could become whistleblowers and, you know, tell the truth or something. Maybe refuse to brief the Council of Foreign Relations. I don't want to brief those pagans up there. Nah, they won't do that. That'd be bad on a career. And by the way, they can't. They're slaves to the blood oath, by the way. They have to, yeah, they swear to God to tell a lie. I can read you the oaths if you want me to. You can find it right now if you want to. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus Oath, which is cataloged in the Library of Congress. You can find it now. Within 5 seconds, if you really wanted to. The plans to create a mind-controlled worker, society type, metropolis. Watch the... Dig it up. Metropolis. A silent film, no less. That was a ways back. Talks about this exactly. It shows you transhumanized humans. Called Metropolis, right before your eyes. You know, the current technology grew out of experiments that the Nazis that we brought over started in World War II. We brought 10,000 of these Nazis over here while the left hand was doing the Nuremberg fiasco and lie, just like The Hague and everybody else lies. 911 commission. And you got to be kidding me, man. And on the right hand, they're bringing the Nazis, over 10,000 of them, to work in America. That's what formed NASA, Space Administration. That's what formed CIA. That's a fox in the hen house, isn't it? So here's Nuremberg placating people just like they do. Why, the under the hand, under the table, Operation Paperclip. Then in the Oliver North, Reagan era, Giafrida and FEMA, it was Operation Northwoods. The false flag. It's under our noses, man. Under our noses. So the current technology came from the Nazis that they brought over here. The communists went to Europe, and the Nazis came to America and just continued on. And you know what intensified during the time of the Nazi concentration camps? With an unlimited supply of children and adults available for experimentation. That's when Hitler started using fluoride on the patients, on the interns, the Jews that were interned in these concentration camps. He used experiments and fluoride. Then, of course, they brought the fluoride to America, you know, for your teeth. Make sure your teeth are good white and your brains are mushy. And your pineal gland would be calcified. Yeah, little things like that. And so the tobacco and all that stuff would grind up your teeth and give you cancer in the lungs. Little things like that. You know. Family, we've been had. But in the end, they lose. You know, you've heard about the inhumane medical experiments performed on concentration camp prisoners. No word was ever mentioned by the media and documentaries of the mind control experiments, now were they? This was not to be divulged to the American public. Mind control technologies are divided into two subsets of trauma-based and electronic-based. Now, a little quick overview. That the first phase of government mind control development really grew out of the old occult techniques, which required the victim to be exposed to massive psychological and physical trauma. I would think going back about two or three or four tours of Iraq would pretty much do it. And I would suggest also that in Vietnam, send them back on two tours and inducing them to Agent Orange and the trauma there, and then coming back to an America that was ungrateful. Ungrateful, you know why? Because the organized anti-marchers, anti-Vietnam marchers, anti-war demonstrators were organized by Rockefellers. Just like the things going on today, marches and stuff. Occupy Wall Street was a Rockefeller-funded event. You have We Are Change, Craig Fitzgerald, Luke Randowski, that are Freemasons. They're like little mini Alex Joneses. Yep. Control the opposition. And so this physical trauma, however, usually starts, as they do their own families, the Illuminati, starts in infancy, as infant, for their purposes. But in purposes of where they kidnap your children, some of these girls never see the light of day again, and some that's born are being used right under our noses. 1 million per year. Where's your Ron Pauls about these? Hey, they're not there. They're secret society members. And what happens is, in order to cause the psyche to shatter into 1,000 alter personalities. Now, this is high level. It can then be programmed separately to perform any function of job within one person. What they're not telling you in the scientific explanation is the drugs allow the individual to be possessed by a demonic entity. By several demonic entities that are connected to the personalities. They don't tell you even that far. I'm telling you right now. That's what the marijuana, this is what the drugs are for, is to open up that portal. So allow demonic entities to come inside for a body they can use. Now these, we'll call it separate personalities. The programmer likes to install them like a computer. So each alter personality created within a separate mind, a similar mind, are distinct from the front personality. That's why they can change by trigger words. So the front personality is unaware of the existence or activities of the alter personality. Like different frequencies on a radio. Like on the same computer, but you have different pages that you go to. So these alter personalities are brought to the surface by programmers or handlers. And they use special codes stored in a laptop computer or, say, a cell phone or IG 4G or whatever G it is. The victim of mind control can be affected by specific sounds, words, actions known as triggers. So the second phase of mind control development was actually refined in the underground bases below Fort Hero or Montauk, Long Island, New York. Y'all. It's called the Montauk Project, M-O-N-T-A-U-K Project. The Montauk Boys. They were programmed to use trauma-based techniques. It was abandoned, they say, of a favor of an all-electronic induction process that can be installed in a matter of days or even hours instead of many years it took to complete trauma-based methods. That's where your digital tattoo funded by the healthcare bill comes into play. Or lights going on about now, about the mark of the beast, which Seventh-day Adventist is not Sunday worship. Seventh-day Adventist, Charles Taze Russell, Ellen G. White, pagans, Illuminati. Russell is Illuminati. That's one of the names of the Illuminati. That should be a clue. Ellen G. White, man, she talked to two beings from Jupiter. You got to be kidding me. All this is connected. You know, Dr. Joseph Mengele of Auschwitz was the principal developer of the Trauma-Based Monarch Project and of the CIA's MKUltra mind control programs. Hitler came over in 1940s. He died in 1960s, something like that. Mengele and about 5,000 high-ranking Nazis, actually 10,000, were moved to the United States and South America after World War II, Operation Paperclip. They started developing underground military bases. Children will be used to further and refine and perfect Mengele's mind control technologies. Some of them became home to thousands of kidnapped American kids, snatched off the streets, about 1 million per year, placed in iron bar cages, stacked from floor to ceiling as part of their training. The children will be used to further refine these technology. Certain selected ones, at least the ones who survive this training, will become future mind control slaves who would be used for thousands of different jobs, from anywhere from sexual slavery to assassinations. Substantial of them were considered expendable, were intentionally slaughtered in front of other children, and that was to traumatize selected trainees into complete compliance and submission. Now listen to me very carefully here of what I've just said. Let this sink in a minute. Sink. There was a substantial portion of these children who were considered expendable were intentionally slaughtered in front of the other children in order to traumatize the selected trainee into total compliance and submission. This is done on a regular basis. Now, watch this. You're not going to like this. I'm probably going to lose listeners, but I got to tell you the truth. Did you know that in 1712, when America, the so-called Christian nation that we are, supposedly, in the so-called Bible Belt, of which it's named, brought slaves in from another culture, another country, into this Bible Belt in 1712? Slaves? Well, they had slaves in the Middle East. No, they didn't have slaves. They had debt slaves, yeah, because they had to pay back a debt. And when they paid off the debt, they left. They didn't get raped or murdered unless it was one of the debtors. And they were aptly was dealt with. But when we brought the blacks over and the Rothschilds brought slavery into the South, they were raped, murdered. You know what else happened? People don't realize. Began genetic experiments even back then. I'll tell you why. Willie Lynch, 1712, was brought in from Trinidad, I believe, or Barbados, one of those down there. Willie Lynch's letter, long story short, you can read it yourself if you'd like, was brought in, and he was brought in, contracted by the Rothschilds to explain and train the slave owners in this Bible Belt how to have the best slaves. He was expert at it. And long story shorter, he told them, among other ways, to divide the different colors, divide the old from the young from the old, the men from women, women from men, and cause dissension among the ranks of the slaves. Give some higher positions, others not. He explained them in excruciating detail. But here comes the connection. He says, when you get one that's high and mighty, it's what they did. You take them and you bring them all together. You use this one real strong one as an example. You tie one arm with a horse, another arm with a horse, a leg and another leg with a horse. You cover them tar in the Bible Belt, and you set them on fire, and then you whip the horses, and they go in different directions. You got the point. And so what happened was the mothers would see what was done to the rebeller, the strong one, and then the mothers would then teach their children, oh, no, you do what that man says. And so the children would teach their children, and the children would teach their children, and then you, at the same time, you would beat the others into submission, but not kill them. And you have complete compliance. And they did genetic experiments since 1712 until 1860s. And then some after that. Now you got the point? It's ongoing. Family, I wasn't going to talk entirely about this, but I ended up doing it. I'm going to talk about another subject now, but actually this is still connected to the mind control. When we work into the reduction of the United States as a major military force by our own government that's controlled by the Vatican, it's in preparation for the New World Order. When the New World Order finally is viewed as being able to occur after six or seven times already tried, we got to have some sort of chaotic event in the future that they're courting right now, apparently. It's going to cause mankind to reach a crescendo of tension, war, whatever. It will not be Gog and Magog. It will not be Armageddon. It will not be World War III. It will be a fake Now, people may die. A city may go up in smoke, whatever. But it will not be the second seal or Armageddon or Gog and Magog. But we have to get to that point to bring in the final threat to mankind that will galvanize the world. A threat to America will galvanize Americans. A threat to Germany will galvanize Germans. You still have division. But to bring the world into a world government, you need a threat to the world. Family, that threat's been planned since 1897. And that threat is an extraterrestrial threat that you're being set up for right now. So all this about suicide of vets, all this is setting us up for that final crescendo of where we'll have unthinking sheep that's going to respond to this chaotic event and find there's a threat to this world. John Dewey, father of American education, was a humanist. He said in 1917, I quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose," unquote. John Dewey, 1917. And he was, in fact, part of setting up this extraterrestrial hoax about aliens. There are no aliens. There are demons. There are fallen angels, sons of God of the Old Testament. And these are where our technology of mind control is coming from, hence the connection and the drive to take over this world comes from them. There's your connection. And who else talks about this under our noses?
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat?
And more secure for you and your children. I couldn't help at one point in our discussions privately with General Secretary Gorbachev, when you stop to think that we're all God's children, wherever we may live in the world, I couldn't help but say to him, just think how easy his task and mine might be in these meetings that we held if suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet, outside in the universe. We'd forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are all human beings here on this earth together.
Now, Reagan, Star Wars, talked about this same quote that John Dewey did in 1917 five times in administration, in front of the UN, in front of a graduating class of college students and several others. In 1991, 21 May, at a Bilderberg meeting, Henry Kissinger said, and I quote, "Today, Americans would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order, but tomorrow they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told there was an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead with world leaders to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. And when presented with a scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Now, Henry Kissinger, by the way, Henry Kissinger is the worker, the owner of the Star Group. And the Star Group controls worldwide insurance policy protocols, banking, there's your banking, little part of it. The bankers at the highest level are nothing but throwaways, like an old pair of socks. Real estate protocols worldwide and high-tech cybernetics, HARP communications, and the fifth point of the star, entertainment. There's your Hollywood. Kissinger then reports to, answers to Tavistock Behavioral Think Tank in England, London, who is subject to the Royal Institute of National Affairs, the Illuminati in London, controller of Chatham House or vice versa. And the Royal Institute of National Affairs is a part member of the Round Table. And the Round Table family consists of representatives from the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the United Nations, the Bilderberg Group, the Club of Rome, and of course the Royal Institute of National Affairs are all part and parcel members of the Pentagram Star Group, called the Round Table. And the Round Table, when they come together as a think tank, are subject to the Committee of the 300, the Illuminati. And the Illuminati families are subject and nothing more than mere slaves of the fallen angels and Lucifer. We've just taken that to the highest level of the evil. But over Lucifer, Lucifer can't do no more than his creator will allow him for now, is God. Now, those of you that are members, Sinclair, Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, Russells, Rockefellers, Disney, Onassis, DuPont, Freeman, 26 of you families, don't care how high you are, how much money you have, or what position you have, what kings or queens are around you, it makes no difference. You will be judged by God Almighty, and there's not a darn thing you can do about it. Medici, Borgia, Farnese, Semgalia, Conti, Chagi, Familia, Este, Farnese. That's the real Illuminati inside. There's even more. You will not stop the return of Jesus Christ to this planet. It is impossible. Your knowledge of technology, of trying to manipulate God's creation, God's already ahead of you. You will fail. The only hope that you have is to renounce the blood oath that you've taken since you were a child. And to get away from your family and take Jesus Christ as your Savior. But boy, it's going to be hard for you to do that. But you better start doing it right soon. And you know that you'll die. But your soul will be in heaven. Unless he's turned you over to a reprobate mind. What I'm telling you is the truth. But back to what I was talking about. Their little play act that's going to happen. It's going to change the world as you know it. This extraterrestrial existence, it's actually demons in physical form, made public. So all these sleepy heads of Americans, we'll save example here, that watches soap operas and do their daily routine on Sundays and Mondays and work and all that and take care of the kids and all this stuff, their whole life will be upturned, upchucked, and turned around at 180 when this world happens with a UFO made public. They will see as the days of Noah, the fallen angels walking among them will become public knowledge. Right now, they don't know. They're just being indoctrinated using science fiction movies, using comic books, TV, to get them ready for it so they'll accept it. Here's where you pray on the whole armor of God. You're going to need it. They got to placate you first at some point in time to lull you into a false sense of security. Aliens are demons in physical form. You know, your so-called Neanderthal, your dinosaurs, was DNA manipulation by the fallen angels. Yes, evolution is true. But what they're not telling you is evolution as guided and directed by alchemy during the days of Noah and after the days of Nimrod. By manipulation of DNA, evolution was created by the fallen angels. And then an avatar, yes, an avatar by the name of Darwin, then came up with that stupid theory to hide that fact that evolution was orchestrated by the fallen angels. That's where your dinosaurs and so-called Neanderthals were mutations. Oh, yeah. But they were caused by the fallen angels integrating the DNA and manipulating it. Not by some millions of years of, you know, some monkey turned into a Neanderthal, Fred Flintstone turned into a, you know, Wilma, you know, whatever. Mm-mm. And then finally with George Jetson. Yeah, come on now. It belongs where it is, cartoons. That's the proper place for it. That's why the Jetsons were all about. That's what the Star Trek was all about. That's what Fred Flintstone. So y'all kind of, you know, laugh at it maybe, right? It worked though, didn't it? Didn't Fred Flintstone convince you that, oh, it's cute, yeah. But what's happening behind in your mind is it substantiating evolution without you knowing it. And what George Jetson in the days of 50s or 60s, whatever, was that look where we can be one of these days. And then you had the movies and the TV, Lost in Space, all this stuff. That's part of the agenda. Let's go back to Henry Kissinger and the control of the star group. Hollywood and technology are 2 points of the 5-point star. Linked up to Tavistock. You got the point? Family, Satan has been working awful hard to fool us on a scale unimaginable. How deep does it go? The New World Order's William Cooper said, and I quote William Cooper, Behold a Pale Horse, page 177. You know, William Cooper went through a transition. Not going along with the Bible. He was an Illuminati member, by the way. Family member, too. Bill Cooper was. They wanted to use him. He didn't like Paul. He rejected Paul in the Bible. He didn't believe that Satan existed. But Bill Cooper had a good heart. And Bill Cooper, somewhere, I can't tell you where, I don't know where, but somewhere in his life, he became born again Christian. And then he became a dangerous man. They're going to use him to promulgate, like Snowden, the UFO lie. Because they kept making sure that top secret documents floated across his desk before he got out of the Navy about UFO existence and so forth. They wanted him to know. They wanted him to talk about it. So they made it top secret, yeah. But when Bill Cooper became born again Christian and started loving Jesus and accepted the Bible, I wasn't planning on that. Well, Bill Cooper said, the New World Order planners have plans to bring about things like earthquakes, war, the Messiah, an extraterrestrial landing, economic collapse. They might bring about all these things just to make sure it does work. The Illuminati has all the bases covered, unquote. So the demons in Satan's army will physically manifest themselves as in the days of Noah, sons of God, but today's date as aliens. In the days of Greece, Rome, and Egypt, they were the mythological gods. They had to cover it up, so in comes mythology, taught in colleges. They were real. Manipulation of DNA existed as a mythological creatures. So they had to hide it under mythology. Now this plan today, they're called aliens. And for the New Agers, they see the same ones as ascended masters. Namely, Sananda Emmanuel, the real false prophet of the Bible yet to come. And Maitreya, the world teacher, the Antichrist. These are part of what's called disclosure. Your Stephen Greer facade that's coming. Stephen Greer is led by the fallen angels. And some in physical form that sit beside him in his briefings. So the plan calls for them to suddenly appear at many places on earth simultaneously. Hallucinations. Did you know, if you look at it right now, barium, strontium, niobate in the atmosphere, and link that up to 3D holographic imagery, and look what you get. It's an army project that involves a distribution through chemtrails, family, it's there, of barium, strontium, niobate in the atmosphere, particles of nanochips, silicon-based nanochips, satellite technology will create holograms. 3D holographic imagery is one of the Army's projects. Can anybody say Reagan and Star Wars? How about that? Voice-to-skull technology. You know that Benjamin Krem said that this one called Maitreya, when he appears on a worldwide scale publicly, he'll talk to people in their brains. And I've now explained to you exactly how he's going to do it. But the average person out here won't have a clue about this. And these Christians out here, born-again Christians even, will be fooled as the very elect when they hear voices in their head. And all it is microwave technology. They will freak out. Bad. And they're not going to listen to you when you try to explain it. But mama, it's technology. No, honey, I hear it in my head. I know it's real. It's that telepathy. No, mama, telepathy. I'm not making light of it. I'm just trying to maintain some balance here. Sometimes this makes me so ticked off. To see all this happening, and just it's like you can't, people won't listen. Just don't listen. They won't even challenge you. They don't want to know. They don't want to know. This is the purpose of the LSD tests on our troops, of marijuana, is to reduce the amount of moral control.
Listen up.
You know, victims or U.S. Magistrate Judge John Larson, November 17th, order exempted the agency, CIA, from having to testify about electrodes test on humans. Gordon Erspalmer, lead attorney for the veterans, said that, quote, we're pursuing this at well. Quote, there's no question that these experiments were done. Eris Palmer said by email on Tuesday, this is, goes back a ways, but defendants say that they used private researchers and test subjects drawn from prisons, hospitals, and nursing homes as subjects, not active duty military personnel. CIA said it had one knowledgeable on this topic. Papers filed in the case described, quote, electrical devices implanted in brain tissue with electrodes in various regions, including the hippocampus, the hypothalamus, the frontal lobe via the septum, oh man, the cortex, and various other places, unquote. Quote, we believe that one of our plaintiffs was given a septal implant at Edgewood Arsenal, based on MRI he had showing a foreign body in the border between the septum and the frontal lobe. I got this from another source, unrelated to the last, for that voice that they're going to hear when that one called Maitreya comes down. Some of these aliens, fallen angels, will appear at the White House to confer with the president publicly. I imagine you could say that's a State of the Union address on steroids. Some's going to appear as the United Nations, some aliens, fallen angels, demons, in physical form, will appear at key governmental buildings all over the globe. They prepared you for this with Hollywood. Remember that silly movie, Independence Day? Now you get it? And that silly 4th of July speech he gives? That's what we got. These demons are going to appear and manifest themselves as aliens. They'll be arriving in Astaroth or some armada of spaceships. Some of it will be holograms. Others will take shape of some form. Who knows what kind of technology they've developed. The plan calls for them to suddenly appear at any many places on Earth simultaneously. Some will appear in some people's homes of significant power within the community, credibility. I'm sure there'll be Freemasons, homes or something of pillars of society. The other world's people will literally be shocked out of their minds, and this is the plan. The plan occurs before the worldwide fake rapture of the church, pre-trib. You got to be prepared to deal with wisely with the planned phenomenon that's coming. Can you imagine if they have a fake pre-trib? LaHaye is a member of the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy is subjugated by the Council of Foreign Relations. Uh-oh. When you look at this background, you go to your current news story about the conditioning of the masses of people concerning aliens, and notice the complete blasphemy coming from the mouths and pens of Christian theologians. And if you look up right this second, again, I got you busy, don't I, with the one called Sananda Emmanuel and Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, you'll find the real reason why they want to get people to say Yeshua instead of Jesus. Oh, they're tricky, aren't they? It's called the Sacred Name Movement. They got all kinds of scripts when you talk to them. What was his name in Hebrew? Was Yeshua. Well, see there, we should be calling him Yeshua. No, because in Chinese they got Yasu. And in English they call him Jesus. And this is the one of the King James Bible. Nope, you don't get away with that. Yeshua, as a matter of fact, I've got it documented in an Illuminati textbook called Signs of Christ by Harold Balliaz. It is an Illuminati textbook. And in that book, on page 157, it lists specifically Yeshua, son of Nun. They have y'all set up for this, family. They have you set up for it. Don't be fooled. So they got to present you with a chaotic situation to put you in another state of mind and then hammer you with this event. And through the excitement and the drama, people start believing it. It won't be a matter of, oh, mama, what? I think we have one of them there spaceships outside. Let me go look at it. Oh, yeah, you do, don't you? Yeah, look at that. It won't be that at all. It's just like the quote said, we'll want help from worldwide destruction, from these bad aliens. In comes David Icke and his lie about reptilians. Because the reptilians, they'll take that shape. They can morph. And then you have the good ones to look like some angel or whatever. And guess who's going to be the winner? The Wicked Witch of the East or the, oh, Dorothy, oh, kick your heels three times. Well, that's got to be a good witch. No, they're both bad witches because they're witches. It don't matter what they're wearing. It's what they are. Well, all these aliens, there ain't no good ones, family. They're both evil. Jesus is the only one you can trust. This facade coming is a lie from the pit of hell. It's coming. When? I don't know when. I guarantee you, you'll know. Family, don't fall into this Malaysian flight 370 and all this supernatural whiz bang. I don't know what happened to it. We're going to look for it in the bottom of the ocean. It went through a black hole. No, the CIA took it. Family, they got us all playing Sherlock Holmes, talking about it on the radios, and nobody's going to come to conclusion until they let you have it. It's to keep you busy. It's to bring in, oh, it was captured by UFOs. Oh, was it? Yeah, Snowden said so. Oh, did he? Must be true. Let's give him the Nobel Peace Prize and shut him up. Because the garbage he's spitting out, we already know. And his purpose by the CIA is he works for them, as does Assange, as does Manning. They're not heroes. They're on the payroll. Control the opposition. You think for a minute Jones, Alex Jones, and Lindsey Williams, and so-called CIA wrote a book, Truth Tellers, and all these others, and Assange and Manning would be alive today if they weren't allowed? Heck no. They'd be dead in less than 24 hours. They took out, exactly like Flight 370, they took out Larry McDonald. Just a repeat. They took out Bill Cooper. It took out Congress Lady Schaefer because she was after Child Protective Service. Child Protective Service is a child collection agency, CIA, for just what I've described today. That's what they're used for. They're the kidnappers of your children that they use for experiments. When she was after them, her and her husband were murdered. Russo, who was approached, because Russo was a movie director, becoming famous. But he's an honest man. Russo was. He's becoming a radio star in documentary. So they said, we can use him. So David Rockefeller, or the Rockefellers, brought him in and explained to him what the feminist movement was really used for. And they found out that Russo was an honest man. He started talking. And of course, to get him talking more, to find out what he knew, you bring him on Alex Jones show. Like Cooper and like Schaefer. And then you kill him after. I don't mince words. Families, get with it. Seek Jesus Christ. He is the bottom answer. It is a supernatural war. It's not alien. It's not World War III. But they play high stakes. It's a big game being played on a massive scale. And there's no getting off this planet except by supernatural means. You're in it, whether you like it or not. And Jesus Christ is real. He's the only way to heaven. Oprah, Osteen, Billy Graham. There's no other name but the name of Jesus. He's the only one. There are no other names under heaven by which you can be saved. No other name but Jesus Christ.
But what about those faiths, the Mormons and the others that you mentioned, believe in Christ? They believe they will meet Christ. What about those like the Jews, the Muslims, who don't believe as you believe?
That's in God's hands. I can't be the judge.
You don't judge them?
No. No,
how do you feel when
you're going to hell and you're a lot of them?
How do you feel when you see a lot of these strong Christian leaders go on television and say, you are condemned, you will live in hell if you do not accept Jesus Christ? And they're forceful and judgmental.
Well, they have a right to say that, and they are true to a certain extent, but that's not my calling. My calling is to preach the love of God and the forgiveness of God. And the fact that he does forgive us. That's what the cross is all about, what the resurrection is all about. That's the gospel. And you can get off on all kinds of different side trails. And in my earlier ministry, I did the same. But as I got older, I guess I became more mellow and more forgiving and more loving. And the Jerry Falwells and people like that, I love them. I thank God for their ministry. He has a great university. And three of my grandchildren have gone there. And they have had a tremendous change in their lives for being there. And some of the other people are the same way, that on the other end of the extreme, Reinhold Niebuhr here in New York years ago, preached against me or spoke against me. I loved him with all my heart. I went to see him. And all these people.
Body of Christ. And that's what God is doing.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely is.
Oops. See, they're all going to the New Age movement, the emerging church, all at the same time, this time frame. They're going to have a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church to bring in all the religions into one religion based on secular humanism, Marxism, and the New Age movement. Helena Blavatsky. We're back around 360. Right back to her and the fallen angels that channeled her. That's the religion of the Antichrist. And it's all happening now. Because Pope Francis is nothing more than another Jesuit. That's all he is. He's here to bring all the religions together before he crashes the Catholic Church and reemerges as ancient mystery religions all over again. Under the direction of Sananda Emmanuel, false prophet, who's coming to you as Jeshua, the false Christ looks just like Jesus you think he looks like in the portraits. That is not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You see, that's what we're talking about at that point. Disclosure is coming, but they need an event to happen first. The aliens are not aliens at all. There's no such thing as aliens. They are demonic. They have bodies of which they have to have in order to interrelate with mankind just like they did in the days of Noah. Except then, they were giants. Family, when God removes his protective hedge, you're going to see those giants again. They're located deep underground military bases, and they'll be released. But they can't until God releases his hedge, his protective hedge, supernatural hedge. Get right with God, live your life, and don't live in fear. That's what they're trying to get you to do. When you live in fear and worry, you're no longer with God. You don't trust God if you have fear and worry. And it's what they're trying to bring to you is fear and worry. FEMA camps, Fukushima, Agenda 21, dictatorship, blah, 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 blah. It goes and goes and goes. War, World War III. Jump under the table. It's a nuclear war, 1950s. We got to practice now, kids. And so forth and so on. We have a measles scare. Get your vaccinations now before you die. Here we go. Forced vaccinations coming. That's what the police are there for in the first place, is to keep you from pulling your kids out when they start the forced vaccinations. That was the purpose of Sandy Hook, a false flag, to justify placing police there for their protection. To protect from the school, from you, when you want to pull your kid out. That's the purpose of the international rights of the child, to give them their own decision-making process. And for euthanasia that's occurring in Oregon, while our minds are turned from some silly plane somewhere, they're passing legislation in Oregon so your child can euthanize themselves. Check it out. Belgium's already done it. Oregon is setting it up to be a model for other states to take on, to allow your child to decide. Of course, it's disabled kids, naturally. But don't you know it will extend itself to others? And you can't say a word about it. They'll have their own rights under the international rights of the child. Family, all this is connected under the same agenda. People better wake up and get praying. Because that's your only hope, is through Jesus Christ. I want to let you all know that my radio programs and Bible studies are played randomly at highpointradio.net. That's highpointradio.net by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and we sure do appreciate that. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. That's John Kirkler at highpointradio.net. He's building up his network, I think an antenna every month, or tower every month. I'm not sure when he's going to stop, but he's up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. We also are played at KBLU Radio, Colorado, in Blue Raven Network. He plays a simulcast, sometimes randomly, I believe. And my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And I use that primarily as a connection for my broadcast. I do have my studies there, several studies. It's not, I don't have a voluminous number of subjects and all this, but the ones I do have there will keep you busy. Researching as many, there's like 200-page timeline I have, and each one is like a timeline of this New Age, this world conspiracy. And when you branch off of that study, you'll be busy. But family, the most important is the King James Bible. And knowing that, you can see through the facade you're getting in these churches, these so-called international evangelists, and the false descripting events of the end times that they're giving you. We're in the sixth trumpet. No, you're not. You're not in the sixth trumpet. We're not even the first seal yet. Don't let them fool you, family. And the foolery goes at the highest level. Y'all have a good night. And know that Jesus Christ won on the cross of Calvary. You follow him, they've already been defeated. Tonight, 7:30 to 9, Bible study. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, we're going to talk about abduction of children and how to protect your children. And I would think that'd be important, but you know how people are. I don't know. I don't know what people are thinking these days. I sell one book, and I do it verbally. Go somewhere and buy yourself a King James Bible. Where you buy it from is your business. But the bottom line is to find one somewhere and do it quick. Because the King James Bible is the only true words you're going to get. And being they're not really preached, not really used in a lot of churches nowadays, I take it to church with me because they don't have. They have corrupted Bibles. NIV, New American Standard Bible, ESV, oh heck, all of them. The Message, the book, whatever you want to name it, is based on a corrupted version of the Bibles. All of them are, except the King James. No exception whatsoever, including the Torah, including the Quran, every single cotton-picking one of them. The King James Bible is the only true Word of God to the Cambridge edition that you're going to find, and this is with evidence and proof. Not a claim, not a theory, not an opinion. It's fact, valid. I'd get one pretty quick and start reading as soon as possible, if I was you. Y'all have a good night now. And we'll see those that want to return to the Bible study tonight, about an hour and a half. And we'll just hit the ground running. Good night. God bless. And this is the Watchman signing off.
Every fear I've ever had just melted into peace.
Good night. God bless. And the 24-hour loop of the other broadcast will begin as soon as I shut down. Signing off.